Many citrus industry magazine readers keep every issue of the magazine, but the December issue, which readers will receive soon, is one that virtually everyone will hang on to. It contains the annual Citrus Guide, which is the Florida citrus industry's favorite method of keeping needed information close at hand. The Citrus Guide lists the key personnel at most Florida citrus industry organizations, agencies, and research entities, along with ways to contact them. On top of this being the valuable Citrus Guide issue, there's much more of interest in the December issue. For instance, one article notes that a new research grove is emerging at the Indian River Research and Education Center 8 years after a research grove there was lost to the canker eradication program. Research plan for the grove, including much on grapefruit, is outlined. The latest in a long-running series about important nutrients for citrus trees continues in the December citrus industry with a discussion of boron and chlorine. Growers who like to hear the opinions of their fellow citrus producers will enjoy the end of the row column, where three Central Florida growers react to November's first USDA citrus crop forecast of the season. Readers will also learn more about grower, grove manager, and packer Cody Estes, who operates in the Indian River area and in Polk County. As usual, the Buzz column in the December issue of Citrus Industry Magazine will provide much information about activities throughout the citrus industry, especially outside the grove activities that can have a huge impact in the grove. Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.